This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And happy race day at 8:06. It is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and always brought to you by great sponsors, including Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service right there at Government and Butler. They're going to take your motor to the next level. Trust me, if you get into anything from a car show motor to a go-kart and even a dragster, they got you covered. What a huge show! Talladega. Well, let's talk about it in just a minute with Matt Weaver with Popular Speed. Live from Dega, ARCA Race had everything you would expect from plate racing. A pretty nasty wreck. We'll talk about the injuries and what happened. Even your points leader getting taken out. And it's Dega. What do you expect? Big racing all weekend long. Also, Joe McArdle going to be standing by. We're going to be racing tonight at Sunny South Raceway. 12 and under free. You've got all the classes running. We'll talk about that. And what a great run it was for Sarah Cornette Ching, first time at Dega, and she's in the ARCA race. Obviously, we've talked to her a couple of times when she was down here for the ARCA Mobile 200, and let me tell you, she was lucky yesterday because there was a bad wreck, if you hadn't seen it, involving Grant Enfinger, and boy, she was right in that mix. And we'll talk to her about the exciting finish for her. And also, a great run so far for 2015, and a Triple Eight team member Gino Denmark has been having some great runs at Mobile and over at Pensacola, and looks like he's going to run both tracks. We'll see how he's going to do it. And, again, maybe we can learn some secrets, guys. So get your tape recorders ready. And then Deep South Speedway doing it in the dirt again. Anthony Heveleston's going to have a little bit better weather. I'm looking outside, sunshine, no rain. You know, they had a tornado about 10 minutes away last Saturday from the track at Mobile and also Deep South when both tracks ran. So we'll talk about tonight. And also, by the way, if you were there last weekend at Deep South Speedway, you will be able to bring your tickets in and you'll get in free. So much to start. And, again, what a great show it is. Starting off saying good morning to Billy Bob from Ratty Rods of the South, listening in Kentucky. He's logged on for us. We appreciate that. And Matt Weaver joins us from Dega. You lucky son of a gun, man. Let's talk about what you've experienced already. Good morning, my friend.
Well, I've taken the safe approach. You know, while there are a lot of people that go to Talladega and they get to enjoy some, let's say, extracurricular activities.
Talladega Boulevard.
Weaver is here to work.
So. That's right.
It's been purely the racing journalism aspect today.
Well, let's talk about it. There's so much to cover, but let's talk about ARCA and the bad wreck. And we're talking about the one with Brad Smith. He was involved in it. Just walk us through it, because it was a fast accident, happened pretty quick, and it was one of those things where a young driver, first time at Dega, tried to save it, obviously, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah, man, that had so much going on. I was writing Cup Stories. That was the one where Austin Wayne Self, I believe, was under Cody Coughlin. Yeah, I had to look at my notes real quick. Yeah. So what happened was Austin Wayne Self was under Cody Coughlin, kind of lost it a little bit in the dog leg. Mm-hmm. Car got real tight, drifted up into Ninja Cody, and it just set off a chain reaction. And in the case of Brad Smith, he had nowhere to go. But into Will Kimmel, and just jettisoned him towards the wall, and he flew right at it. Luckily for everyone, luckily for him, he hit a part of the wall that had safer barrier, recently installed, and it was a little slow to get out of the car. The car just dug into the wall, so he had to be kind of extracted from the car too. That's a large part of it. It's a tough situation.
Yeah, and Matt, and the thing is watching the video, I've got it on Facebook, and it's not hard to find, YouTube or whatever. Boy, just right before he hits, there's a little dip in the track, and he launched, like you said, flew into the wall. It was like airborne.
Yeah, that was my first question, actually, to track officials. I said, man, why is that, curved in or a dip? Is there maybe some way we can flatten that out in the future? Because I think that did, like you said, it just kind of shot him into the wall. And they said the problem with that is that that's actually a drainage pipe. So, it's not out of the question that maybe in the future, now that we're looking at ways to improve the safety of these tracks, that could be addressed. but that is the obstacle there, and that's why there is a dip.
You know, Brad Smith's what they're saying is obviously after the accident, throttle hung, and it was pretty obvious because he didn't even look like he had the brakes on, and it just reminds you of the Kyle Busch accident, and thank God that they had the safer wall in there. Should the track put it everywhere?
Oh yeah, I mean I've been saying for years that if you're a full time Sprint Cup Series track, there's no excuse for you not to have safer barrier lined all the way around the track. And you know, NASCAR puts the onus on the track promoters, the track owners, but I feel like the sanctioning body, you know, shares a large part of the responsibility too. And you know, I just feel like everyone involved needs to come to the table and say, why haven't we installed walls in a certain part of the track? And you know, what will it take to make this happen ASAP? And fortunately, or unfortunately for Kyle Busch, the incident with Kyle Busch and then the following week with Jeff Gordon, I think kind of expedited that process. I think the entire industry is tired of seeing these drivers get hurt.
Yeah, and that's a great way to put it. And, you know, you talk about that, and you move on to the next subject. You know, I know Danica Patrick's been in the news, obviously, and we'll get to her in a minute. But Erik Jones, let's talk about the Busch ride again. Looks like he's going to be in the number 18, and that is huge.
Yeah, Erik Jones is going to take over the 18 from David Ragan next weekend at Kansas. Now, the interesting thing to follow is that when it was first announced, Joe Gibbs Racing said that he was going to be in the car until Kyle Busch returned, or at least that's what the press release said in several stories, and that's kind of been retracted and rewritten now. And Erik said yesterday, you know, I've heard where people are saying I'm in the car until Kyle comes back, and that's not the case.
Right.
I've only been told that I'm in the car at Kansas. So now a lot of people are speculating that Kyle could be ready to come back by Charlotte. But, man, that seems very optimistic.
Yeah, and I think that's the best way to put it. You know, Erik Jones was fastest or had a fast time there as they were getting ready for the Xfinity race, Winn-Dixie 300 today. What do you expect to see? Is it going to be similar to the ARCA cars?
You know, here's the thing about ARCA. A lot of people rag on the ARCA Racing Series. You know, there's the joke about ARCA brakes. But I feel like for the past 3 years or so, the ARCA guys have driven a very professional race at Daytona and Talladega. Now, you know, I say that publicly on the air on a different show on Thursday, and we have three pretty ugly crashes. But I feel like that sort of thing just happens when you cut a Talladega. And believe it or not, these Xfinity Series races and the Cup Series races have been a lot more violent than the ARCA race. So, you know, these things are so unpredictable. It's so hard to predict who's going to win, who's going to have good runs. Obviously, horsepower still, you know, will dictate how well you can get a run on the car behind you. So certainly, Erik Jones driving that JGR equipment should be able to, you know, mix it up with the leaders.
You know, we're talking with Matt Weaver with Popular Speed Live at Talladega. Let's talk about Danica again, back into big news. You know, GoDaddy's leaving the sport, not necessarily her, but, you know, everyone says, well, Danica's not going to find another sponsor. Want to bet? It's not going to be hard for them, I'm sure.
It's going to be tough. You know, Danica was in the media center last night or yesterday morning talking about it a little bit. And, you know, she says it's going to be tough. It's always hard to find partners. But here's the thing about Danica. You know, her and GoDaddy have such a good relationship, and they made this decision early enough in the game to give Patrick, to give Stuart Haas Racing, to give their marketing people a lot of time to piece this together. And Danica says they've talked to some people and they're going to have good luck. And here's the thing. People like to rag on Danica about her results and her lack of progress up until this year. But Danica's posting results. She's now in a chase spot, 13th in the standings. This is her best year. Not that that entirely matters when you're Danica Patrick, because sponsors are looking for someone to activate their brand, to market a product. And, you know, she can do that from 13th or 23rd.
Yeah, well, and that's true. That's true. I see that four teams were penalized for loss of practice time at Dega. What was that all about?
Oh, well, this happens for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, specifically what these were for, but it could be just, you know, failing to go through your tech line the first time incorrectly. They'll penalize you for that. It could be if they didn't like something on the car, they'll hold you back for 15 minutes in practice. So those are all very, you know, minor situations.
Okay, okay. You know, one more big news story is the NASCAR community said goodbye to Steve Burns. What an emotional time, but a beautiful service from what I understand. And Michael Waltrip's got probably one of the coolest helmets I've seen.
Yeah, you're throwing curveballs at me, man.
He's got pictures of Steve Burns all over it, and it's just really a cool thing, and I think they're going to auction it off after the race. So I saw that this morning, so wow, I finally stumped you, Matt.
Yeah, you did. I am off my game today, apparently.
No, you just get that coffee. I called you early, buddy.
That's true.
But, you know, that was it was a big loss to the media world, and, you know, obviously NASCAR goes on, but, you know, Steve Burns was a big part of NASCAR for many years, wasn't he, Matt?
It was a great, great part. Look, when I first started covering races, in 2011 was my first year.
Yeah.
One of the first people that I approached was Steve Burns.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the cool thing about Burnsy was that anytime you needed advice or perspective or you know, just someone to kind of vent or air your opinions on, you could do it with Burnsy, and you wouldn't be judged, and you know, you could pretty much have a conversation about anything. And the thing about the media center is you say some things to some people and it gets out.
Oh yeah.
And that's the political environment that is in the workplace. But the cool thing about Burnsy is that you know you could go to him and the conversation stayed between you and him.
Yeah.
And that was very important because as a young writer, as a young journalist, I had some concerns, I had some frustrations, and I needed to have a conversation with someone who understood, who wouldn't let it get out, and that was always Steve Burns.
That's awesome. That's well put. Matt, who's your pick for Sunday?
Well, you know, this is Talladega, so we got the random number generator.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, here we go.
This race.
Then I'm picking Junior. I'm going to pick Junior then.
Let's punch this sucker up here.
Right.
The random number on random.org is 3. Austin Dillon is going to win Talladega.
I love you, but you're wrong. Hey, Matt, I know you're having a blast up there. How can we keep track of you here in the next couple of days?
Well, the best place is Twitter, you know, Matt Weaver, SBN. All of my stories, whether it's ARCA, Xfinity, Sprint Cup, of course, my short track and IndyCar, they can all be found there. And on Facebook, Matt Weaver Media is a great place to keep track of what I have going on as well.
Matt, I always appreciate you coming on the show. It's a lot of fun, and it's been fun to watch you rise through the media ranks. So enjoy the weekend. I look forward to reading about it.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by great sponsors Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Hey, excited today after the show, Kane Motorsports going to have Matt Jackson's and my race cars over at McDonald's from 11 to 3, right off of Dolphin and 65 at Springdale. It's going to be a big fundraiser for the Mobile Thrillers softball team. This is a kids softball team, by the way. They're playing in the national championship in July in Gulf Shores, so we're going to have a race car there. We're going to be able to have some music going. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stop by McDonald's today. You guys can check out the car, but no, I will not open up the hood. Sorry, Joe. I'm not going to do it. Good morning, Joe.
Come on, man. Don't open up the hood.
No. We'll just keep that pretty McDonald's hood on the front of that, and we'll be all right.
I hear you, man.
Hey,
how's things going?
Good. Well, you tell me. It's been a month since you've been on that track.
Hey,
you got a track.
We've been out of racing for a month. We're looking for the best tonight.
Man, and there's no weather. Blue sky, sunshine, and it's going to be a blast. And we were talking off the air, you know, you've got so many Bandoleros this year. It's such a great class. You actually are splitting them up into two different classes, and that's going to do it again tonight.
Yes, sir. Tonight will be our first night in doing that. We got rained out previously.
Yeah.
Dirty word. But, yeah, the bandos, the only difference is age of the driver. 12 and up is outlaws. 12 and below are bandits. Cars weighs the same car.
And the thing is these kids, how young are they in here? Now, obviously, you've got the Mighty Mites, which we'll talk about in a second, but you start them off into go-karts, and this is, like, obviously the next step up, and these cars go pretty quick.
These cars go pretty quick. You know, a lot of people call them half and half. Front half is definitely a go-kart.
Yeah, yeah.
We use a inch and a quarter axle in the rear, coilover. And with the go-kart setup, gear, chain, 35 chain. Mm-hmm. But you have to be 8 years old in order to start in Bandolero.
And it goes by a certain national point system, which also the Legend cars go by, right?
Yes, sir. They have a point system out there nationwide. Mm-hmm. And basically, you have to have 5 cars to get 100 points to win. Mm-hmm. And if, say, 3 cars show up at a racetrack, and that's the out of 3, you got a winner. Well, because there's only 3 cars, INEX has a system of putting what they call 2 ghost riders in the front, so the winner actually gets third place points.
Oh, that's, I get it. Okay. That's kind of cool, though.
Right, and this is one reason. Of course, you know, we have a sanction agreement with INEX, but Sun itself pushes the membership.
Yeah.
I mean, a man goes out and spends all his money on his kid, and the kid gets good and wins a race and only gets third place points. I mean, that's kind of hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So we strive to make all memberships equal, all drivers equal.
Oh, yeah, and like you say, it's nationwide, so you really, you know, you're going up against the best in the country, and it's a cool way to do it. And I've always said that Semi-South Raceway is the future of the sport, really. You're training tomorrow's racers today's. It all starts with those little kids in those caged go-karts, the Mighty Mites. That is so exciting, and parents really need to check this out because economically, the best way to get into it, and they're so fun to watch.
it is. I mean, I get a kick out of the little dude in the driver's meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed out just like Big Brother or maybe Dad. Mm-hmm. I mean, from head to toe, he's got everything he's supposed to have. Helmet, gloves, shoes, racing suit.
Yeah.
And he is sitting there talking smack, man.
I know it, right?
Yeah. I'll blow your doors off and all that stuff.
It starts early.
Yeah, this time last year, they didn't even know what blow your doors off meant.
Yeah.
They need some bad little dudes, but it's fun to watch. Yeah. And if Mom and Dad could get out there and see what we do,
and could
see the safety end of it, it'd be my call for their son.
Oh, I guarantee it. SunnySouthRaceway.org is the website. You guys have a great website up, and you've done some changes out to track this year. You've got a new photographer, Brandy, and Brandy does a great job, and she has some things that you haven't had out there, and they could do some amazing cool stuff with the photos. I mean, everybody likes a picture of their race car, their kid's race car, dad's race car around the track, and they take it to the next level.
They do. They've got a metal picture or sign, or however you want to say it. But it's made out of metal. You can take your race car and have it photographed and they put it on metal and last you forever.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's neat. Now, what are you expecting to see tonight? Obviously, a lot of cars out there. You've got a Stingers coming back, the Senior Champs. Those go-karts, again, let's talk about the Senior Champs. These are the adults. There are no cage on these carts. They're about an inch off the ground, and they're going faster than any other class out there. I mean, these guys, aren't they realistically going faster or as fast as what you're seeing in the Legends?
They're going, that's a little stretch.
Gotcha. Hey, and the Legends are quick now.
Yeah, we're not going to be picky now.
Yeah.
They're starting to put on a good enough show that, we're taking notice. We're pushing. And, of course, we need more of them. And, we're looking for more, if you want to know the truth.
Okay.
Pro champ, let's call it champ call for an adult.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's out there listening and know it's some for sale, contact us, right? But yeah, it's a senior class.
And I think that's great. It's got the cage cart and everything like that. I know the days will be there. They've got one or two of those over there. I think they're going to run, and they've been having some fun off the off track from Mobile. Well, you've got practice starting at 5, heat and feature races, qualifying starting at 7, and then again, the kids have got the bike and power wheel races. That's
fun. Some more future drivers.
That's right. That's right. You're training. I told you, you're training.
Hey, man. Hey, we try.
Well, and it's in your track is family oriented. You know, there's no drinking allowed. Kids 12 and under are always free. And it's one of the tracks. There's a few of them around here where you can let the kids roll and run around, and you know where they're at, and they're safe.
Well, you know, we tell everybody we're strong. Say pit speed. We're strong on that. Mm-hmm. We've got kids all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's strictly for the family. That's what we're about.
Well, you know, we had a serious storm roll through last weekend. A couple tornadoes in the area. And one of your sponsors, Island Motors, Sandy Sanford, lost part of his house. Tornado hit his house. And his wife said that, Janie said, there's not much, you know, that hasn't been damaged for that. So thoughts and prayers to them. And they're a big sponsor this year, stepping up. You know, they were at the beach. They weren't at the house, thank goodness. But, again, a lot of damage through there. $100 to the fan favorite, and they're still going to do that today.
Yeah, I think that's mighty good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear about that, and life goes on. But we're from, they're part of our family now, and we're part of theirs, so.
Yeah, and it's just cool to see that they're still doing that. And there's no other track giving $100 to the favorite fan. So if you're looking for something to do tonight, Grand Bay is going to be the place to go. And be obnoxious. It might win you $100. I can give you details on how to do that. Ask my wife, right? As she's here, she's a yep. Well, okay, let's talk to how we can find your track there.
Okay, if we're going west on the interstate, mm-hmm. we got two choices. You know, we can get off Interstate 10.
Yeah.
Come down across and hit Highway 90 right there at traffic light and follow our nose and go another 6 miles east on 90, and, you know, we'll be on your right. Or you can go all the way down to exit 4 in front of the truck stop, exit to the right, go across the freeway, go to what I call downtown Green Bay, Grand Bay, and exit there, turn left at the light and come back east another 3 miles, will be on your left.
Well, Joe, it's so good to see the sunshine out there. I know you guys are going to have a huge night. We'll keep track of it also on Facebook and at sunnysouthraceway.org. Joe, thank you for everything you do for the show, and have some fun at the track tonight, buddy.
Have some fun, and I have some good stories to tell you next Saturday.
I can't wait.
All right, man.
All right, take care. Joe McCardle again with Sunny South Raceway. Still to come, we're going to talk with ARCA driver Miss Sarah Cornette Ching about her run last night, and oh boy, it was close. She almost got involved in a big wreck. Gene Denmark also with Triple 8 Motorsports going to be on, and we're going to talk dirt racing with Deep South Speedway. Lots to come right here on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, and we'll podcast the show later today at usfdracing.org. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by great sponsors, including Five Flag Speedway, Mobile International Speedway, Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service, and Sunny South Raceway. Going to do it in the dirt at Deep South Speedway this afternoon, and much better weather than last weekend, so we're going to talk about that. Also, remember, Kane Motorsports, we're going to have both of our race cars at the McDonald's from 11 to 3 there for a huge fundraiser off of Dolphin and I-65 for the Mobile Thrillers softball team. This is a kids' softball team. It's going to be playing at the Nationals in July in Gulf Shores. So again, stop by. We got a lot of cool stuff going on. You kids can climb in a race car, but like I said, no, we're not gonna lift the hood on that car. Okay, simple as that. Now I'm sure Sarah Cornette Ching wouldn't do the either thing. You know, if she's taking her car out, which by the way still looks great after a wild run at Talladega, we bring her in and saying good morning, Sarah. How are your nerves this morning?
My nerves are fine, but my excitement level is through the roof. We had such a good day yesterday, and I learned so much.
You know,
the car was overheating a bit at the start, and we made some passes and moved up a bit and ended up having to drop back to let it cool off, and then we're able to work our way back through, which is just an awesome feeling.
Anyway, and this was your first time at Talladega, right?
Yeah, first time at Talladega. We tested there a few weeks back, but my first time really actually being in a draft pack, because we had problems at Daytona and really ended up only doing single car drafting.
Oh, wow.
So this was my first time in a real pack, and it was just, I loved it. It was awesome.
White knuckle the whole time. Let's talk about the accident near the end that you got damage on. Grand and finger got turned into the wall. Tell us what you experienced at 180 miles an hour.
Yeah, everything happened so fast. We were coming up off the corner, and I was getting crowded by the guy that was making a pass on me on the bottom, and The next thing I know, I just get bumped in the rear, and my car actually got really light in the back, and I was like, holy, just kind of hanging on. And when it landed, it settled, and we kept going in the forward direction, which was really, really good. But those guys hit a ton behind us, and they wrecked some good cars.
Your thoughts on the safer barriers? And we talked about walls and no walls here at Mobile and the ARCA Series races at several places like that. Just a terrible, terrible action with Brad Smith. One of those racing things. He had nowhere to go, but very similar to the Kyle Busch accident. And when you see stuff like that, and after an accident, and you're driving around in a caution lapse, and you just keep driving by and over there and you're checking it out, what goes through your mind as a racer?
Well, to be honest, my crew didn't even tell me about the wreck. They wanted to keep my head in the game. Awesome. And not let me know anything about what was going on with Brad. Mm-hmm. So I didn't find out till after the race, which is a good thing, because mm-hmm. that didn't break my concentration or make me worry about anything. But when I saw that replay after, man, we are lucky they had safer barriers there, because he hit that wall so hard.
Yeah.
And if that wasn't a safer barrier, who knows what kind of shape he'd be in, because that certainly absorbed a lot of the impact. And I hope he's doing okay. I know he's got a broken or fractured ankle or something like that. So send another prayer to him.
Well, let's talk about your sponsor, Race101.net. And we've done that before. They're helping you out throughout the year. And what exactly does this company do? I love it.
Yeah, Race101 was a school initially that I took part in. And just teaching young racers all the ins and outs of the media and the components of the car handling. We did on-track stuff, and Tony Blanchard mm-hmm. basically takes all the knowledge that he's gained throughout all the years to help young drivers, and he basically leaves it up to them to pursue it, but he's there, and he has the knowledge, and he'll help you however he can if you're there to ask questions. So I'm just so lucky to be teamed up with Tony, and even this weekend, going into something that's a brand-new adventure for me, Tony's been there, and he has the experience, and he keeps me calm on the radio. He gives me all the knowledge I need beforehand, even though it's hard to apply it when you haven't done it yet. But when something happens like that wreck on the front straightaway with Brad, mm-hmm. when all the smoke and everything was happening, Tony had told me, like, you really can't lift at that point because you'll get run over from behind. So as soon as I saw that smoke, that was the first thing that came through my mind, was exactly Tony's words, like,
wow.
I got on the brakes a little bit and got out of line, but, like, you just cannot lift or you'll get run over. So I had that knowledge from Tony, and I can't just say enough how great it is to be working with Race 101.
And it's not hard to find your car. That pink number 2 stood out. I'm like, oh, there she is. There she is. There she goes. I thought it looked good. Well, how about the fan support? What was that like at Talladega?
Yeah, the fans are always great. Everywhere I go, they seem to be so into it, you know, like diehard. And I love that. I love having those people have so much fun, and I'm glad we can put on a really good show for them.
Well, have you talked to GoDaddy about sponsorship yet, Sarah?
I have not.
I heard they might be available. They might be available, girl.
Yeah.
Hey, Sarah, you know, it's great to hear you again, and we're going to follow your success as you continue to take the levels, and we're so thankful you got up this morning to talk with us. When is your next race?
We go to Toledo. I think we're going to test Toledo this coming weekend, and then we go to race there the following weekend. So we've actually got a weekend off of racing, technically, but we're going to be testing. So staying in the seat.
Well, we'll look forward to having you back on. Be safe. Who's your pick for Sunday?
I think that I have to go with Brad Keselowski.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. Uh-oh. My wife just goes, she doesn't like Brad. Be quiet.
Brad or Joey. Either one of them.
Or Joey. Okay, yeah. You got a thumbs up, so that's good. Have a lot of fun, Sarah. It's great to talk to you. Glad it was a safe race and a great run. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, and then again, that's Sarah Cornett Ching, and she's done a great job on the roadways as far as what she's doing with her racing. And what's really cool is we got another driver locally that's also doing the same thing, and a great run just since he started, and even last year. Gino Denmark joins us, a local driver driving the bomber class at Mobile and Pensacola. Good morning, Gino.
Good morning. How's it going?
Hey, man, doing great. First of all, thank you for getting up early this morning on a non-race day. We usually like to try to sleep in on Saturday, but I was so excited to get you back on the air. We've talked recently, and you've decided to do the double duty this year, but you've been helping out your teammate as well, who's had some engine problems. So tell us and walk us through, first of all, the first few races. It seems like we should have had more, but the rain's kind of poo-pooed that out a little bit too, hasn't it?
Yes, sir. The rain's been keeping us down a little bit, but I've only ran one race at Mobile, but we've ran two so far at Pensacola, and been fortunate enough to win them all.
Yeah, that's strong. And you know, what's the difference as a driver from Mobile to Pensacola? Obviously, you got the walls, but there's a little bit different driving. And you had something happen to you the last race. You got kind of, I wouldn't say put into the wall, but you had some help getting off a turn two, bounced off the wall, had damage, but still come and won. I mean, come on.
the difference is Mobile's got a lot longer straightaways, and you got to keep your momentum up through the corner. And Pensacola is more of a driver's track. You got to drive your way through the corner, and it's a really big difference. But I think I like Pensacola better.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Well, and obviously you're having fun and some success over there.
Yes, sir. We got us a fast car. My dad and Mr. Darrell, they work hard on it to keep it up front, and I mean it's like a second job to them.
Yeah.
And, we got the 8 car, it's always fast, and we work hard on them. So.
Well, let me ask you, and I'm not trying to take away from your interview, but I know that you guys have been working on, it's amazing BJ's had some just terrible luck with the motors, but where is he at? Is he going to be ready for next weekend's race?
We put the motor in it the other night, I think, so I think we're going to be ready for the next race. Just had some bad luck. I mean, that's all we can say.
Well, and sponsors. You got a lot of sponsors that are helping you out, always looking and stuff. But you guys have some cars that always are noticed, so it might be a good idea for some businesses trying to break into the racing. I'm sure you could help them take some of that money off their hands, right?
Yes, sir. Running both tracks is hard on us. It's a lot of money every weekend. But we got great sponsors. Dewey Miller, he does competition head service, does all our engines and stuff. He's been helping us a lot this year. We got Johnny's RVs has stepped up this year, and he's helping us a lot more. Island Rainbow, my mom and dad, they always help me. Got Coastal Towing on the car this year. Jeremy Doris, cheapest guys in town. I mean, it's just best service, too.
Well, you know how to do it. You sound like Michael Waltrip. You're getting good at these interviews. You're getting used to it now. You're in victory lane all the time.
Trust me. Dad coaches me a lot.
Oh, does he? I'm sure he does. What is it about this class that you like about the Bombers? Because how did you get started in racing? Because it's been in your blood.
Yes, sir. My dad raced about 30 years ago, and they sold the race car when my sister was born and sold the trailer when I was born. And we grew up at the drag strip, but Dad and Mr. Darrell had the idea of buying a bomber car, and I just hung around it and wanted to do it. So I drove BJ's car one time, and then
you're addicted, right?
Yes, sir. I was hooked after that.
Well, you know, I know that BJ has done some dirt racing. Have you done any dirt racing?
No, sir, I have not.
Any desire to? Or do you? I mean, you're having success in the asphalt, and don't fix it if it ain't broke, kind of thing, too, right?
Well, we got a vintage car that we're putting together, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to drive it or not. I mean, it's up to Mr. Darrell and Dad and whatever they want to do. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand that. Well, you're doing Mobile. You're doing Five Flags. If Sunny South Raceway shows up and they're talking about maybe having bombers for one or two times, that would be awesome. I'm sure you'd be there, too, and a contender. We're starting to see some more people build these cars. Now, when I started a few moons back, my first bomber, Benny Bender, sold it to me on a payment plan for $700. And it was race ready except for a seat. $700 ain't going to get your tires done and a carburetor now. You know what I'm saying? So, there's a lot of new people starting to want to build these cars, but they're starting to be hard to find as well. Any suggestions for the fans that are in the stands saying, man, they are having fun out there, and that's what it's about? I mean, we will talk smack on Facebook and have fun, but out at the track, and you know it, when we're in the pits, it's like family. Everyone helps everybody else.
Yes, sir, it is, and if you want to get started, just get a car and get out there. I mean, that's all you can do is seat time. That's what they told me when I started. You got to have seat time. And that's what you got to do. And I've got a lot of seat time, fortunately, from just driving and my dad talking to me and BJ being able to talk to me and help me. And everybody will do that to you. Just get out there and start driving, and everybody will help you.
Let me ask you also one more question. Obviously, you guys are big proponents of practices on Thursday. Even if your cars are not are fine and you're winning races, you still go out on Thursdays, don't you?
Yes, sir. We're there almost every time the track's open. And I keep telling everybody that's why our cars are fast. We know our cars top to bottom, every nut and bolt, and we know what it's going to do.
Yeah. So. Well, I know you guys, like I said, do such a great job out there, and we wish you the best of luck. Not all the good luck, but, you guys are still doing all right. Well, I'm going to chase you around a little bit, but it's always fun to have you on. You guys are a great team. You're a good family for racing, and it's just cool to have you guys out there. So I appreciate you coming on. Real quick, it's Talladega weekend. You got a pick?
Dale Jr., 88.
That's what I said, too. I was afraid. For a second, I thought you were going to say Jimmy Johnson. So
nah,
I almost had you cussed. No, I'm kidding. Hey, man, enjoy the off weekend. We'll see you ready to go do some bumper battling next weekend.
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go. Gino Denmark, again, a great team, 888. These guys know how to get around the track. Still more racing to continue. Hang on. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And again, for the fourth year out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, we've teamed up with them to raise money and awareness for the volunteer fire departments from all over the country. Excited, McDonald's. These guys have been a big part of what we're doing at Kane Motorsports. And we're going to be at the McDonald's today, Saturday. That's today, from 11 to 3. And I've got a big fundraiser for the Mobile Thrillers Fast. This is girls' fast pitch traveling softball team. I think I'm saying this right. And they're going to be playing at the national championship in July in Gulf Shores. Now, before we bring in that, actually, one of the guys that's helping out in the coach, I want to just say really quick thanks to all the sponsors because Kane Motorsports will have the Matthew Jackson car and also the number 5 there, again, from 11 to 3. Stop by. The kids can get in the cars. And we're going to make it a big special event, again, trying to raise money for this team. So thank you to McDonald's. Also, Pull Apart there at Moffitt and 65 are a big part of what we do. Pitts and Sons Towing, also BA Motorsports, D&T Automotive. If you have transmission issues, the Crockers can fix it. Also, the Belrose Tattoo and Piercing in Daphne. Titan Race Cars, thank you, Rusty Cooper. Does a great job making our hot rod look good. And so does ABC Designs. They do all the wraps on there as well. We've got CoastalTrafficReports.com, Extreme Threads Embroidery, Ratty Rods of the South, K1 Racing Gear, and Alabama Teen Challenge. Now that we've got the sponsor obligations done, I want to bring in Odom. And Odom, you're a big part of what you're doing with the Mobile Thrillers coach and probably the guru, and it's so cool what you guys are doing. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Kane?
Oh, man, we're ready to come and hang out at McDonald's today and help you raise some money. Tell us a little bit about what these girls do and what you're doing.
Well, what we do, these girls, they usually start out playing for the middle school and high schools around their areas. We have girls from Alabama and Mississippi on this team. What we do is try to give them the best opportunity in the world to be showcased in front of many, many college coaches.
Oh. Now, what's the requirements of the team, and how do you get started if there's a girl that would want to participate?
Well, what we do, we try to take the best girls possible in our area and work with them and develop their skills. I guess you consider it like a product you put out on the field where these college coaches can see their future they have in front of them.
In fast pitch softball, how fast are they under? They throw it underhand. It looks like it hurts when they throw it. I mean, what kind of speeds are they getting on these balls?
You got girls at this age, they range anywhere from 50 to 58 miles an hour. You may have one especially that throw up around 60.
Jeez, that's unbelievable. What are the age group of the girls?
Our girls, we're considered an 0-1 team. We have many different age groups in our organization, the Mobile Thrillers. But we're considered the 0-1. We're the 14 the early girls. Our 2000s are the older 14s.
Okay. And today at McDonald's, how did you guys get teamed up with McDonald's to do this fundraiser?
We get information through this to a girl that goes to Causey. One of her parents works with McDonald's.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so we're going to be out there helping them out, and I'm sure. How many team members are we going to see out there today from 11 to 3?
You should see somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 girls at one time. We have 13 girls on this team, but we still have girls that's playing ball today off and on, getting ready for a state championship.
And you guys play. How often do you guys play?
We on a summertime, we probably average about 7 to 8 tournaments. We try to give them a break, maybe every other week. But like our team, our whole month of June is booked up.
Wow.
And the girls love it. I mean, this is what they want to do. This is their passion. And what a great thing for you to go and take them in front of these college recruiters, essentially. So you've probably had success through the program, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had quite a few girls from our organization go on and, to better things to get yourself into a good college.
Is there a Facebook page, or if people want to get information, if you can't make it to McDonald's, but again, it's easy to find off of Dolphin and I-65, go on the overpass, and you can see it right on the right-hand side. You hear music, you got the race cars, and a lot of girls in their uniforms, I'm sure.
Yeah, they'll have some of their uniforms on today. But, you know, it's a great organization. We're very proud to be a part of it. They'll take our girls where they need to go to help kind of guide them, parents.
Oh, well, that's cool. Well, Odom, we appreciate you coming on. Like I said, and we're looking forward to seeing you there at McDonald's from 11 to 3. And what kind of funds do you guys have to raise for this? I know it's in July, and it's going to in that area and near Gulf Shores for the championship. I mean, this is the big one, national championship. What are you guys trying to raise?
We're trying for the neighborhood around $5,000 to $5,500.
Okay.
You know, we like I say, we play in 7 tournaments this year, and they're very expensive to do this traveling. That's to pay their entry fees and their uniforms and stuff.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, and we're going to do what we can to help you raise that money. And I think it's going to be a great day at McDonald's. Everyone needs to stop by again from Dolphin at 65. So I will see you there later, and it's the Mobile Thrillers, right?
Mobile Thrillers 01.
01. Awesome. All right. We'll see you shortly, Odom.
Thank you, Kane.
Oh, absolutely. Glad to do it. And that's going to pretty much wrap up the show today. Again, it's always fun to talk to everybody, especially at these events. So if you come by, bring the kids. Again, we'll have the cars out there by about 10:30, 10:45. Kick it off at around 11. They're going to have some specials at McDonald's as well, right there off of Dolphin and 65. So thank you to Matt Weaver. Again, Popular Speed had just a great report there live from Talladega. Follow him on Twitter. Not hard to find again. And also, you want to thank Joe McArdle. Big racing tonight. A lot of local drivers are going to be over there racing Sunny South Raceway, and Sarah Cornette Ching, love you, girl. You're so great. We love watching you, and I think you're going to take it to the next level, having some great runs. Gino Denmark, again, one of the top bomber drivers along the Gulf Coast. Appreciate you coming on, and again, could not get a hold of Anthony Helveston, the new operator at Deep South Speedway, but I'll tell you why. He's out on the track. He's actually doing dirt work right now, so he will be there, and you can too. Gates open at 4. Racing starts right around 7 o'clock. You're going to have the modifieds. You're going to have the vintage, also the pure stocking stingers, and remember, if you went last weekend and they had all that rain, it was just so nasty. Well, you can bring in your tickets, and you can also bring in your armbands. I'm going to let you in for free. So looking forward to seeing you at the track. We're going to be out there in a little bit. McDonald's from 11 to 3. Come see both of the Kane Motorsports car. God bless you. And love you, Mom.